Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast, the mind of a Caribbean American. Welcome back. I usually drop videos on Wednesday evening, but today I'm doing it on a Friday, you know, life. And it's so interesting because, like, everything could be so, so simple. Like, there's simple solutions to everything, but people make it so, so difficult. But then you have to think about it like, oh, it's been going on for generations and generations and generations and generations. And that's why, you know, the generational curse. And, like, even outside of, like, race, everything else as well, like with gender, sexual orientation, economic status, so much stuff that it's so hard to break it. And when you do try to break it, it is kind of lonely because it done became the norm. Like, it done became the norm. And it's like, oh, how come everybody is making it so difficult? Maybe, you know, just the whole gaslighting and try to be like, oh, it's all in your head. It's all in your head. And it's like, like, we're not dumb anymore. Also, I'm not going back and forth with nobody. Because the past week, basically 2 weeks, like, people just, like, trying to go back and forth. Like, oh, educate me. Oh, educate me. Google is free. Google is free. At this point, Google is free. I'm not explaining nothing to nobody at all. Google is free. You can type in, hey, what does blah, blah, blah mean? Hey, what happens if this happen? Hey, how can I X, Y, and Z? Google is free. You know, shout out to the people that are wasting their breath trying to explain stuff to people and whatnot. You know, you do you or not. But yeah, whole bunch of stuff been going down. People are not using their reading comprehension skills. I can see people reacting with emotions instead of, like, you know, thinking and coming up. You know, I can see why. But for the people that are, like, not facing the problems, they're thinking with emotions. Because I know the other day, this person has said something about, I'm trying to think, because there was a lot of stuff that went down. So many people are talking about other stuff outside of the protest. And a lot of people are like, oh, this is not the time. Read the room. You know, this is not the time. And it's like, If we're calling out everything, well, no, if y'all calling out people, we're going to be calling out everything that's going on. Because how is, oh, it's not the time. Because I think it was T.I.'s daughter, I don't know how the family works. I think it's his second daughter, Deja. She was talking about, like, abuse in the community, you know, for women and children. And people are like, oh, this is not the time. Even when I talked about it, people were like, bring up her father. And it's like, her father does not have nothing to do with her. Yes, they are related. But her opinion and her, she's her own person. What does her father have to do with what she's talking about? Her dad's talking about Wakanda. She's talking about the silencing of, like, women and children in the community. Like, that don't have, I never seen T.I. talk anything about women and abuse that children go. So it's like, come on now. So people were like, oh, she need to go cancel her father and talk about her father. No, she don't. She don't have to. That's a grown-ass little girl. She don't have to. Like, if she wants to talk about abuse in the community, let her talk about it. Because guess what? We always got time to talk about that. And how people are so quick to sweep certain stuff under the rug. Like, we always got time to talk about that. Okay, then. So it don't matter. I don't know. I don't care if the world is ending. We're going to be talking about how people will be getting so offended when people bring up, you know, those words. You know, I'm not going to say trigger warning because I'm not going to say the words. But, you know, when people bring up those type of situations, people are always so quick to be like, where's the proof? Y'all lying. Oh, I beat you up. Y'all, you ain't finna blame nothing on my brother, my uncle, my cousin. Like, we always got time to talk about that. Because y'all, people forever sleeping that under the rug. And it's like, no. If we're going to be calling out everything that's going on that's wrong, we're going to call out everything that's going on that's wrong. Ain't nothing excluded. I don't give a fuck. The same way people in the LGBTQ are talking about how they don't feel seen and they don't feel heard when it comes to the Black Lives Matter. They say, I don't feel protected. One girl got freaking jumped by 30-something niggas. And she's like, And she said, there was no point in me calling the cops because the cops are busy doing what they doing. And even if they do come, like, I don't know what's going to happen. That my life might end up something happening to me besides me getting in this situation. So it's like, come on now. We going to call out everything. I don't care how people want to ignore it. Oh, we got better things to talk about. No, everything is better things to talk about. Like, let me move on to something else. But then, like I said, reading comprehension. So people are like, they're right when I have reposted something about when it came to Atlanta, because I'm in Atlanta. So when it came to Atlanta, people were like, oh, Atlanta is very black, we have a bunch of black businesses, we have black people in the offices, we have black people in the community helping out, you know, we have black housing, we have black something else. And it was like, shut up. You know, a lot of people be like, oh, Atlanta is very black. Have you been to downtown? Like, have you been to some of these areas? Bruh, I have to pay to go to the park. Why? It's the freaking park. I thought the park was free. So, you know, that's kind of irrelevant. But for them to be like, oh, don't be protesting and destroying stuff in Atlanta. We have black cops. Nothing bad happens in Atlanta. Are you dead ass? You dead ass? Like, the fact that all these black celebrities in Atlanta came out to talk about, oh, don't be destroying their businesses. Go take your asses home. But ain't saying nothing about what people are actually talking about. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. That's why a lot of people are like, forget these businesses, you know, kicking the businesses right in the window. Because they're like, bro, y'all so quick to speak up about businesses, let me go destroy them. Even though, you know, people gonna do what they want. And I know that a lot of people who are, you know, being mad, rude to these businesses are not black people. I understand that. But have y'all been, I haven't been in Atlanta that long. I've lived in Georgia all my life. But me actually living in Atlanta, close to Atlanta, like, I've heard about, have you not heard about Cobb County? I got into a situation with Clayton County. Like, people say they sneaky. Yes, there's black cops or whatever, but they're sneaky. They, listen, once people get that little bit of power, they don't know how to act. It don't matter if there's black people that are cops, because, bruh, it don't matter, because guess what? If they not calling out what's happening, then they part of the problem. Like, some sneaky people are talking about how Clayton County, they people are sneaky. Cobb County, people are like, stay your ass out of Cobb County if you black. Bro, you can't even go to certain parts of Stone Mountain by yourself or even with a group of people, because we all know about Stone Mountain. You can Google that shit. Like, what else? DeKalb. Oh, I was told not to be in DeKalb at night by myself. And guess what? When I am in DeKalb at night, if my gas thing is under the E, I'm driving all the way until I get to a place that I feel safe. Then these places feel safe. And then for this one person, because I know these Caribbean pages that post memes and videos related to, like, Caribbean, the culture and all that stuff. So they're talking about the situation. And there's a lot of people that's like, oh, what does this have to do with the islands? What does this have to do with the islands that's going on in America? And it's like, there's people in the islands that live in America, have family members in America. And it's like, one person said, oh, it's okay. Well, if you were born there and raised there, then yeah, this is your fight. But if you come to America and you see what's going on and you stay, then, you know, you asking for it. Bitch, who? Bitch, I smacked the... And it's like, that's the problem. People think that, oh, if you don't like what's going on, just pack up your stuff and leave. And go where? I remember a couple months ago, somebody was like, there's no place that you could go where you could feel kind of comfortable being black. And somebody was like, oh, Atlanta is the closest thing. But it's not like a safe space at all, because it's still in the South. People were like, oh, racism is very big in the South. It's big everywhere. People just like to generalize the South, thinking that, oh, if you go somewhere else, that it's not going to be as bad. Man, please. Where am I going to go? Outer space? Because, shoot, in out of state, they're probably going to treat me better than anywhere else I move. So, it's like you can't tell somebody to go somewhere else or go back home. Especially, like, in the islands. Like, I have family members who left the islands. Some of them constantly visit America. So, if it's like, okay, if America is so bad, how come people from these other places are leaving to come to America? If America is so bad. Okay, then. So, it's like, I'm not, like, I don't understand, like, I was quiet, I was very silent for a minute, and I was like, I can't be silent, but it's like, if I talk about something, I'm going in, I'm calling out everything, I'm not finna just be calling out just one thing, I'm calling out everything, so it's like, don't expect me to be, you know, focused on this one thing, because the brain can focus on more than one thing at a time, because, you know, we could talk about, you know, that we could talk about abuse, we could talk about colorism, we could talk about how we could talk about the hypocrisy, how black women be getting bashed so badly, but when it's time to fight, y'all want us on the front line. We could talk about that. So it's like, I'm gonna call out all that stuff because I pay attention, like, I'm very observant, and I'm not responding with emotions, even though, you know, emotions are very high, but I'm still taking my time, and I'm like, okay, things this out. Don't be so quick. I remember this one person, like, literally all caps me. And I was like, why are you so mad? Because I wasn't even talking to that person. I didn't add that person. I didn't say nothing to that person. I was responding to what somebody said because I was like, I understand what you're saying. And that was that. And the person was like, yeah, I don't know why people are dragging me so badly. And then I responded back with, yeah, I don't see, like, you're giving constructive criticism. You're not saying that, oh, this is horrible, take it down. You're not saying nothing bad. You're just pointing out. But I have to remember that it's a lot of kids behind these pages with Nicki Minaj picture as a profile picture or just a blank picture, you know, no pictures of them at all. You gotta remember, there's some of these kids. So they're gonna be like, how dare you? You're trying to be mean. You're trying to cyberbully me when you're like, hey, you know, it's a cute video, sis, but if black people come in all shades, where are all the other shades at? That's not bashing up, like, that's you're giving feedback, but that's something else, ain't none of my business. And then also, it's been entertaining outside of what's going on, it's been entertaining seeing influencers and celebrities get dragged, like, people are sick of this shit. And it's like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, y'all are so quick to tear down another black celebrity, educate them. No. No. People are so quick to be like, oh, educate them. For what? They grown, man. These people are grown. Why do I have to educate somebody that's 32? I'm 25. Why do I have to educate someone that's 32, 48, 50? Why do I have to educate them? When Google is free. I'm always say that. Google is free. So it's like, oh, y'all so quick to bash them. You should educate them. No, they need to educate they damn self. And it's like, ain't nobody trying to tear them down. Ain't nobody trying to cancel them. Ain't nobody trying to stop their bag. Even though, like, support is free and stuff. And, you know, some people do monetary things. It's just that people are like, how dare you, like, play into these stereotypes to get your clout, to get your fame. How dare you, like, how dare you, how do you put it? How dare you, like, stroke a, like, I can't even find words to put this shit. It's like, how dare you do these things to put, like, to entertain us, but when it's time to care about real issues, y'all are like, oh my God, violence is not the answer, and y'all need to stop all this. Y'all are embarrassing yourselves. There's other ways to handle it. People, do you not pay attention? Dang, niggas hang around Nicki Minaj once, and they don't, and they acting like everything that's going on could be solved with whatever the hell they think. Nobody's trying to cancel them. Like, first of all, if I'm not supporting somebody, I can't cancel somebody I was never supporting to begin with. All right, people calling them out. And it's like, there's people that are my faves, and I could call them out. I can call them out and be like, that's not right. That's not wrong. Don't do that. Ain't nobody trying to destroy their career. Now, if their career end up getting messed up because of what they're doing, hey, you can't blame that but that person, to be honest. Because to be honest, you could just stay out of it. You could donate your money, say BLM, and move on about your business. All that other stuff, telling people, oh, you can't cancel me. Y'all be so mad over nothing. Like, why? Like, you just digging yourself into a deeper hole. You can't save your fave if your fave don't want to save themselves. Let's be honest. And a lot of these people, like I said, a lot of these people that are getting called out and dragged, I was never fans of them to begin with. So it's like, I ain't really care, but people had a good reason. People had a good reason. Any other day, let's bring it back to the beginning of this year. Let's bring it back to the beginning of this year. When black men were sitting up there saying that Ari Lennox and Blue Ivy and Teyana Taylor, they were comparing them to freaking animals. To fucking animals. And everybody was like, oh, that's their opinion. That's their opinion. If that person wants to say that, that's their opinion. That's how they feel. And, you know, having non-black people comfortable coming for black women. And y'all niggas was quiet. So now that black women are like, I'm staying my ass home. You know, I'm a protest for all black lives. You know, not just straight black men. You know, people having a problem, people are dragging them. And it's like, even with some of the art that I'm seeing, that's one thing. I love art. Well, some of the art that I'm seeing, it's like, it's little black girls put into positions that they should not be put into. Let little black girls be little black girls. Let them be innocent. Because I know I've seen them articles about how after a certain age, little black girls are seen as adults. Why? Why? Not even before they leave elementary school. They're seen as, why? Keep getting this echo. It's getting my nerves. But why? Why? Let the children be. Keep the children at home. And who's gonna watch the children? Their mothers. Okay. But it's aggy. It's real aggy and stuff. And like, at this point, you're better off just shutting up. Shutting up, donating your money, and going about your business. All right. So to be honest, like many people say, like, stop turning to black celebrities for their opinion, for their advice, for them to say something is to speak up. Because a lot of them identify as rich before they identify as black. Shout out to Little Mama. She said that. She said a lot of them see themselves as rich before they see themselves as black. And they have to reconstruct their message so they don't piss off their white friends, so they don't lose their deal, so they don't lose their bags. At this point, is there still even going to be that type of bag left over after all of this? Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Keep the same energy. And Jackie Aina, she was like, okay, you know, these brands are speaking out. These brands are speaking out that definitely take black culture and everything related to black culture. But it's like, do they even have black people in their freaking higher up areas, in their corporate, in their PR teams, in their whatever else? So Jackie Aina, she listen. That's why people like her. Like, that's probably one of my favorite influencers. And I usually don't have faves. I usually just be like, oh, I like this person. But I'm not, like, a stan. But one thing about her being in the beauty brand, because a lot of black people who get to a certain level, many people say, like, they try to disassociate themselves so they don't use their deals. You know, once you move up in the ladder and stuff. But Jackie Aina was like, I don't care. I had to deal with all these people. I've dealt with so much stuff. Because she's been... Jackie Aina been a beauty. She started off the same way as many other people started off. But for some reason, those people have bigger things than she do. And it is race. I will always say that. It is race. People like to be like, oh, well, maybe. No, it's race. Because she's a black woman. A dark-skinned black woman on top of that. And the same people that started with her are non-black people and non-black POCs. But she's always getting backlash and stuff when she be minding her business. So Jackie Aina is like, she don't care. She said, I'm emailing all these people because now it's like, now y'all realizing that the people that you were like, oh, this is my friend. Oh, they can say the N-word. Oh, you know, they're appreciating Black culture. Now you're realizing that these people are silent and they done took the Black culture for their monetary gain and like they disappeared. They done ran off on the plug. Now you're sitting there looking stupid because you really thought this person had your back, but they don't. Because I know recently Trina had got dragged because she was just, some people said that Trina is just a pretty girl from the hood that got lucky. And like people were pulling up old videos of her because she said some straight stuff talking about some y'all out there acting like animals. She's like, my friend's store got destroyed. Okay, so yes, a lot of Black businesses have got destroyed and whatnot. And you know, that is very sad. And you know, they already collected their money because people are like, insurance is funny, you know, loans are funny. So they already got their donations from, I'm trying to find, that's one thing I'm doing. I'm like keeping track of what to donate to because I've never been a person that really donated because I'd be kind of nervous. I'm like, is the money really going towards that person? That's my thing. It's like, if I donate, I'd rather donate to that person's personal Cash App than like a third party because some people just be starting stuff up and, you know, slapping a name on it. So I'd rather donate to their personal stuff or buy something from their business, if anything. So she was like, oh, my friend's shop got destroyed. You know, talking about Trina. She's like, my friend's shop got destroyed. How dare y'all? Y'all some animals. Y'all some, y'all need to, they need to up the curfew. And it's like, sis, didn't somebody just call you an N-word in Walmart the other day? And you was cutting a fool. And they were trying to kick you out. And that woman was not studying you going off of her. So it's like, come on now. Like, people aren't thinking about the real issue. They're just seeing the stores. Gucci, how could y'all destroy Gucci? Like, bitch, really? Has Gucci even cut you? As much as people wear these top white designer brands, it's like I have not seen y'all on a camp. I think I've seen Gucci Man doing promo and doing having a deal with Gucci, I believe, but outside of him, I ain't seen nobody else like have a deal with Gucci, you know, have their own line of clothes. So it's like, really? Like, these niggas don't be studying y'all? I would never. When it comes to top brands, let them get destroyed. Let these people that use Black culture and be quiet on Black issue get destroyed. Like, I love it. It's my favorite part of the show. But with the Black businesses that are getting destroyed, that is very sad because some of them don't be doing nothing. And a lot of people don't even know that they're Black owned. Now, of course, things are unpredictable when everything popped off. But if you have a bad feeling or if you see this stuff going on in the news, I feel as though, yes, there's a lot of people that put their phone down. But if you're on your phone, and I'm not talking about the small Black businesses, the mom and pop shops and Black businesses. I'm talking about the celebrities who have businesses. If you are paying attention to the news and paying attention to social media and you're seeing people loot and stuff, if I had a friend who had a business, because a lot of people telling Trina, like, girl, then go give your friend some money. Go like help your friend's business. If I had a friend who had a business, and I know a lot of people, I'm gonna go back to that. If I had a friend who had a business, I'll tell her, like, girl, go board up the windows, go write, this is Black owned, go put a sign, go move your inventory. That's what I would say. If I know a friend that has a business in a certain part of the city and you have a feeling, I would have told them, like, go move your stuff out your store. Now, for all the other people, you know, they didn't have time. They did not know it was going to pop off. But if you've been paying attention, and listen, I'm not talking about the small businesses owners. I'm not talking about the mom and pop shop. I'm talking about these celebrities and these influencers who have stores. Like, if you a person that's like, oh, I'm friends with T.I., Monica. I be hanging around them and stuff. I be partying with them and stuff. The Kardashians are my friends. And I'm their godmommy to one of their kids and stuff. Like, shut up when it comes down to a bit, like, people looting and stuff. If you friends and you family members, these higher-ups, get these higher-ups to help you. That's how I feel as though. Because it's like, because I know a lot of people are so quick to brag about this influencer or this celebrity being close to them and stuff. And it's like, if your stuff gets destroyed and they don't help you, then obviously there's no connection or whatnot. But I would, like, I would go down there. If I had a business and I'm seeing what's going on, I would go down there. I either put up a sign, but shoot, people are even ignoring signs. I will go up there and I will move all my stuff, at least that. Because, like people said, the insurance is iffy and whatnot. So it's like, stop destroying black businesses. A lot of people don't know they're black businesses. I know people put up signs. I know there's people outside of their store like, hey, not this one. Y'all can destroy homegirl next door, but not this one. But I would never understand, like, people crying. The only time people coming out and speaking is when their business is getting destroyed, but they're not speaking about, that's very interesting. Like, you gotta observe stuff. Like, people are so quick to be like, well, like, no, you gotta pay attention. Like, don't be so quick to, like, write something off. You gotta pay attention. That's why people be like, open your third eye. And speaking of front lines and opening your third eye, where are all these people at? Where all the Dr. Umars at? Who's talking all that stuff? Where they at? They ain't on the front lines. I ain't seen now one of them niggas disappeared. So, like I said, you gotta pay attention. People who talk the most stuff about opening your third eye. We need to open the school. We need to keep our... I mean, yeah, the things he be saying, it be true and whatnot. But it's like... You ain't no different than T.I., nigga. You is not no different than T.I. So, yeah. So, for the past couple of days, it's been black celebrities versus the black community. And you know what? You're better off being quiet. It's been, you know, other diasporas, you know, Caribbean and Africans versus their comment sections. It's like, you know, what does this have to do with Africans? What does it have to do? I'm not in America. What does it have to do with me? Like, don't you plan on visiting? Or doesn't your, like, I feel as though, like, every country has their issues. Even though you don't hear about them, I feel like every country has their issues. But season 2020, oh, child. Like I said, let's go back to the beginning of the year where everybody was talking about, like, this is my year, 2020. Perfect vision, you know, I'm gonna take more risk, you know, I'm finally do what I gotta do, I'm gonna have a plan B, even though a lot of people don't like it when people have a plan B, but what's wrong with having a backup plan? Because people are like, oh, if you have a plan B, that means you have a feeling that your first plan is gonna fail. No, it's always good to have a plan B, to be honest. I constantly have plan Bs. I'm like, if this don't work out, I can go do this, I can do that, you know, do that. But, yeah, so it's like, if you could get out there, then get out there. If you don't feel comfortable, you know, there's other ways to do it. Don't let nobody pressure you or try to guilt you. I'm talking about everyday people. We ain't talking about influencers and higher-ups or whatnot. But, so, yeah, a lot of people's friendships are being destroyed. Everybody's very divided. And it's like, a lot of friendships are falling apart. A lot of people are, like, cutting family off because family is just, like, doing their own thing. It's been a lot of mess. Like, every social media has been a mess. But not the Gucci story. Bruh, since she was like, oh, I'm not crying about that. I'm not crying about that. But there was tears coming out of her eyes. There's tears coming out of her eyes. Like I said, some people are so disconnected when they reach a certain level. And I know many people are like, well, if you ended up reaching that level, wouldn't you? No. Like, pay attention. Like, people are showing their true colors. Like, especially with Atlanta, because everybody is famous. Of course, everybody's famous in Atlanta. And people are just trying to get up on the ladder and stuff. So, I feel as though you're better off just being quiet. Just being quiet. Niggas be in gated communities talking about some, oh, there's better ways to handle this. Hush. And that was, and that's another thing that was so funny because T.I. was talking about some, oh, don't be destroying Atlanta. This is Wakanda. Everything is very black out here. And somebody started talking about capitalism, you know, black capitalism, and how one in every four black people in Atlanta, ooh, they broke that down. And then it's like, Tia, didn't you go to jail because you try to go home or go into somebody's neighborhood and they wasn't gonna let you in, and the person didn't care who you was. They was not gonna let you in because of something, and you went to jail behind that. Even when they called your wife and she was like, uh-huh, let him through, and the person was like, I can't. Did you go to jail? So it's like, are we not gonna ignore that? That's another thing. How can people just sit up here and ignore certain stuff? Like a couple of weeks ago, that's why I was quiet. That's why I was quiet and didn't really say much until like after the third day. Because it's like just a couple of weeks ago, even though the past is the past, but it's like we're just gonna pretend like a couple of weeks ago didn't happen. That's why a lot of people are very about influencer celebrities and just like their friends and stuff, because it's like just a couple of weeks ago, y'all was talking mad-ish about X, Y, and Z. Mad-ish about X, Y, and Z. It's like y'all want us to stand up for y'all. Y'all people that are higher up. But when we want y'all to stand up for us, it's like, oh, y'all need to go home. There's other ways to handle this. Uh-uh. So you gotta think. But that's literally what's been going on and stuff. Like, ain't much going on. So probably in my next episode, probably this like right after this one, I'm going to do just like a recap of Insecure this current season. Cause and that's probably about it. Ain't nothing much really going on. I'm just watching TV. And that's it. That's it. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I've been your host, Aileen. If you enjoyed this, make sure you like, follow, share. You can follow me on Instagram at Country Caribbean. You can follow me on Twitter at Country Caribbean with one R in the Caribbean. And Facebook, the Country Caribbean Podcast. And I will see you next week. Yeah.